Watson grabs the last slice of the Belly Bomb Supreme. He spots Frank eyeing him. What, you want this? No, says Frank. I'm just always amazed that you eat like a horse and look like a beanpole. We're going to have to design an experiment on you when we get to the human body systems.
Pepperoni, mushrooms, ham, black olives, ground beef, onion, green pepper, sausage, cheese, chicken, spinach, bacon.
Says Clank. No, says Frank. You are a robot. Do not put anything into your input port again.
Dextrose, potassium sorbate, modified cornstarch, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, sodium phosphate, citric acid, ferrous gluconate, BHA, BHT,
adds Clink,
and yellow number 5.
Frank rolls out his diagrams, charts, and blueprints on the workbench. Clink, Clank, and Watson gather around. So, to build the ultimate science prize project, we start with the first section of our total science layout, matter, the building blocks of everything. This paper, this table, this cardboard pizza box, this pepperoni, this water, the air. Solid, liquid, gas. Everything in the universe is made of matter. Watson finishes off his slice of Belly Bomb Supreme. Cheese, crust, yellow number 5 and all. You sound like a science textbook.
Exactly correct,
says Clink.
I am hungry,
says Clank.
You cannot be hungry.
How do you know?
You are a robot.
So are you.
I know I am.
Maybe you are not.
That is ridiculous.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
You are not a robot?
In 300 yards, turn left.
Clink intones in his worst GPS voice.
Recalculating.
Clink smacks himself in the memory circuits and reboots.
I really wish you would not do that to me.
Guys, yells Frank. Stop it. We don't have time.
Yes.
Clink resumes in his regular voice.
Matter is made of tiny particles called atoms. Atoms are made of even smaller particles called protons, neutrons, and electrons.
Like this pizza is made of dough and cheese and toppings, says Watson. Kind of, says Frank. So you're going to make a model of an atom? Guesses Watson. Frank leans over the table. Watson, please. Any second grader can make a model of an atom. My invention, my project, goes beyond matter to antimatter. Hums Clink. He quotes,
antimatter, elementary particles with the mass of ordinary matter, but with the opposite charge.
Watson frowns. Ella who? With what? Frank translates Clink's definition. Scientists believe that for a lot of the small pieces that make up an atom, there are exactly the same pieces with an opposite electrical charge.
Antiprotons and positrons are the antiparticles of protons and electrons.
And here's the crazy part. When this antimatter is combined with its matter, continues Frank, annihilation occurs, and that releases huge amounts of energy.
Is annihilation delicious?
Asks Clank.
Oh, do not start that again.
Moans Clink. That's actually a good question, says Frank. Because you are a machine, you need to eat energy to operate. If we can perfect my invention, that's exactly what we can use it for, to feed all the machines in the world. But that's nuts, says Watson. You would need to smash together a lot of matter and antimatter to power all the machines in the world. Frank smiles. No, that's the best part. It only takes a teeny bit of matter mixed with the same teeny bit of antimatter to make the biggest amount of energy.
True,
says Clink.
Your other Einstein wrote the equation that calculates the amount of energy from matter exactly.
E equals mc squared, says Frank. The amount of energy created can be figured out by multiplying the mass of the particle times the speed of light squared. Frank picks a mushroom off the pizza box. So, if we had this mushroom and its anti-mushroom, let's say their mass is 1 gram. Frank types into his calculator. The energy created from smashing them together would equal 1 gram times the speed of light squared. What's the speed of light, Clink?
300,000 kilometers per second.
So we square that, Frank calculates. 300,000 times 300,000 equals 90 billion kilometers per second squared. We multiply that times the 1 gram. So from 1 gram of mushroom and anti-mushroom, we get 90 billion units of pure energy. I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's a crazy amount of energy from one mushroom, says Watson. Frank faces his new robot pals. Can we combine matter and antimatter? Clank nods.
Does a robot clank in the woods?
Clink studies Frank's sketches and drawings. He instantly searches, scans, reads everything he can find on creating and annihilating antimatter.
It is not impossible,
concludes Clink. So what would you make with all that energy? Asks Watson. Frank smiles. I would make my... Frank hears a very faint, very tiny, very mechanical, bug-like zzzz. Wait, did you hear that? Hear what? Answers Watson. The fish alarm didn't go off. Frank pauses, looks around, then rolls out his plan.